Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We have injury updates from West 56th Street. Michael Pittman, Shaq Leonard, out of the horse's mouths. We're going to talk about Alec Pierce a little bit. We're going to talk about the Chiefs and the Colts this weekend. The history of this series, interesting in terms of what we can expect on Sunday. You know what? Past is prologue. We know that. We've read Kurt Vonnegut books. We understand how this works. And we're also going to talk about Sean Payton. Sean Payton said something interesting we have known for a long time. That Jim Irsay covets Sean Payton. That's absolutely a fact. Sean Payton, a guy who snatched victory out of the jaws of defeat against the Colts in the Super Bowl back after the 2009 season when he onside kicked to start the second half and Hank Baskin, whoa, missed it. And because he missed it, the Colts lost that game. Hank Baskin is not welcome back here in Marion County as a result. He is never going to be in the Ring of Honor for the Indianapolis Colts. At any rate, Sean Payton, who was the head coach of the New Orleans Saints for a long time, 16 years, 15 seasons. He was suspended for the 2012 season. He wants back into coaching. What does that mean in terms of the Colts? What does that mean in terms of Frank Reich? Interesting stuff. This is Inside Indiana Sports Now for Thursday, September 22nd, 2022, brought to you by the great people at BUSR. You got a Thursday night football game tonight, right? Browns, 4-point favorites. I love the Browns as a 4-point favorite. The weather's supposed to be awful. Jacoby Brissett is a mutter. Not a fodder, a mutter. And as a mutter, I think he's got a great chance to eke this one out. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game, but the Jacoby Brissett and the Browns are going to ultimately win because I think in these conditions, he is a better quarterback than Mitch Trubisky. Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. Subscribe, like, ring the bell, donate if you have a mind to. And if you subscribe and you like this video, if you're a subscriber, what is in the golden prize egg could be yours tomorrow. We will announce. I'll show you. I'll open up the egg and show you what's in it. Cool memorabilia. Last week, it was a Miles Turner autographed jersey. Miles Turner, as we found out this week, Chad Buchanan said he's going to stay with the Pacers, at least for the time being. He's going to open the season on the roster. All right. What are you going to do with him? I don't know. He didn't play like the last 3 months last season. Guys just don't want to play. You know what? If you can make $20 million a year, $18 million in Miles Turner's case, for doing nothing, for just kind of hanging out and watching basketball, that's pretty cool. They got great seats. People in Indy are paying top dollar for those seats that he uses. He gets paid real top dollar to use those seats. How about that? Miles Turner's got it going on. We'll see what he does. Will Shaq Leonard play this Sunday? He was full go in practice today, as we found out on the injury report just released. what Shaq Leonard said. Feeling better than last week. So just continue to stack days up, wait for that moment to come, and just make a decision from there. That's what he said. He seems to be kind of willing to allow his body to talk to him. All right. You know what? He had back surgery, and that's no joke. And we know he's working hard to get back. This is the week I thought that there was a pretty good chance. I thought the home opener, Shaq Leonard, would find a way to get back on the field. They need this game, and they need him to be on the field for it. Michael Pittman, is he going to play? He was limited today with that quad. What Michael Pittman said was, we'll leave that up to the coach and kind of play it out. Just see how things go during the week. I think that that was meant like leave it to the coach announcing whether he's going to play or not. That's my guess. Because Frank Reich didn't know that Michael Pittman wasn't going to play until Saturday last week. He certainly didn't make that decision. So I don't think that Michael Pittman Jr. is saying that it's going to be Frank Reich's decision and we'll wait for the coach to decide whether I'm going to play or not. I don't think that's what he was talking about. I think he's talking about whether Frank Reich wants it known now that Michael Pittman Jr. is playing or is not playing. So we'll see what happens. How about Bernard Raimann? He was limited today. That's good news. He was not held out. They got the best guy. Best guy to work on ankles and get ankles functional quickly. He worked on my son. And bada bing, bada boom, my son went from being in a boot walking into this man's office to 45 minutes later running sprints up and down the hallway. This guy can get ankles working. What else did we see? Full go, Alec Pierce. Full go, DeForest Buckner. Good news, good news. They need Pierce. They need Buckner. They need some kind of a threat. They need Pittman. You've got to have some kind of an exterior threat in order to be able to, like, open some lanes up for Jonathan Taylor. People are crapping all over the offensive line, and granted, they weren't good. They were really not good in pass protect. But run blocking requires, like, if you got five guys on the offensive line, and they got eight guys in a box, you got three guys trying to block two guys and two guys trying to block one guy, right? So each, you can't have that. You can't have Quentin Nelson, no matter how good you think he is, no matter whether he's worth $20 million a year or not, you can't have him trying to block two different guys. That doesn't work. Nobody's that good. Like, this isn't Fed Albert, the Cosby kids, you know, where Albert can clog up, you know, and blow out all kinds of people playing football and get mushmouth and alley to the end zone. This is man on man. If you got six guys blocking six guys, you got a hell of a chance to open up a vein for Jonathan Taylor to run through and then get to the next level. But if you got five on eight, you don't have a real good opportunity, no matter how good your linemen are. And right now, you know what? Matt Pryor should be a good run blocker, and so should Braden Smith. So should Danny Pinter. None have been great. So if you get Pierce back and you get Pittman back, you got a chance to have the Chiefs say, hey, wait a minute, we can't throw eight in the box. And if you got that, then you've got a chance for Jonathan Taylor to carve them up. And if you can get him to carve them up, you got a chance to win that game, right? Since 1990, the Colts and the Chiefs, including the postseason, have played 18 times. Do you know how many of those contests the Indianapolis Colts won? If you said 14, you're right as rain. Colts are 14-4 since 1990. Playing against the Kansas City Chiefs. That's exactly right, Fireman Jeff. Hey, know what else? They won the last one, 19-13. And how'd they do it? They controlled the ball. They had the ball for 37 minutes and 15 seconds. That's what the Colts did. You have got to corral. We're using all kinds of horse vernacular today because it's the Colts. You got to corral Patrick Mahomes. It's not like Quiddy Pay sprinting at him or Yannick Ngakoue sprinting at him. He just goes the other way. He runs right past you and rolls out and hits guys, whether he's throwing across his body this way, that way, looking away from his eye, thrown away from his eyes. He does a lot of really fun stuff. If he were a Colt, we would love him. But he's not a Colt, so we don't love him. Colts have got to pen in Patrick Mahomes. If they don't, it's big trouble because he's going to extend plays. He's going to point at guys. He's going to send this guy over there. He's going to send that guy over here. And he's going to throw it that way. This is what he does. That is Patrick Mahomes. All right, Nick Cross. This is going to be interesting. We're going to see how the Colts choose to defend Sky Moore. Sky Moore is an interesting guy. With Nick Cross, Julian Blackman, Stephon Gilmore, I doubt is on Sky Moore. Maybe Isaiah Rogers. But Sky Moore is the guy that the Colts passed on to draft Alec Pierce. So far, Sky Moore, advantage to him. One catch, 30 yards. Alec Pierce, donut for donut. Hold on to the ball, Hap. Don't jump to catch the football. Let the football come to you a little bit. You don't have to jump. If the ball's here, don't have to jump and try to catch it here. Don't do that. Stop it. All right. We found out today. They unveiled it today. Jonathan Taylor, the next poster. Kind of wondered who is going to replace Rodrigo Blankenship. Big poster on Lucas Oil Stadium. It is not replacing Rodrigo Blankenship, replacing T.Y. Hilton. That would have been a funny-looking poster of a guy knocking a field goal attempt off an upright. I hate making fun of Rodrigo Blankenship, that poor guy. He's out at Grant Park right now practicing by himself. Where did he get the footballs? You know, did he have to go to Dick's Sporting Goods and buy a bunch of footballs? Did the Colts give him, like, some old balls that he could go to work with? I don't know what happened with Rodrigo Blankenship, but he's not kicking here anymore. If the Colts lose on Sunday, it's not going to be because of Rodrigo Blankenship. Since he was fired, I haven't screwed up his name once. I have not called him Roberto once. He is Rodrigo and shall always, forevermore, be Rodrigo. Sean Payton is telling the media he wants to come back to coaching. He says he's ready. He says he would return to coaching in 2023 in the right situation. The right situation being an owner committed to winning, a front office that was amenable and fit his culture. Sean Payton's. Is that the Colts? Do you look? I wonder from the exterior. Do people look at the Colts and look at Jim Irsay and say, you know what, really, really good owner. You want to play for Jim Irsay's team? I don't know. Interesting question, because Jim Irsay is getting a little bit, he's starting to interfere in a way that he never did with Bill Polian. Colts won a lot of games with Jim Irsay keeping his mouth shut. And now Jim Irsay's holding meetings and he's getting busy and he's starting to, I don't want to say interfere because he's the owner, it's his deal. It's like me and this lawn, right? When I mow the lawn, I'm not interfering with it, its growth. I'm managing the lawn because I own it. My wife and I own it. Jim Irsay owns the Colts. He can do it any way he wants. But would Sean Payton want to come here? And if he did, you know what? When he came to the Saints, like, he had Drew Brees locked down, right? He had Drew Brees. He had Drew Brees every year but his last year in coaching. And don't think that that's a coincidence. If you got a franchise-level quarterback, you can have some fun in January playing meaningful football. If you don't, you're going to be on the outside looking in a lot, as the Colts are. You've got Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan hadn't been to the playoffs in 4 years, right? Last year it was Wentz. Please. And all the people celebrating, saying, see? See? I told you it wasn't Wentz. That the Colts are 0-1-1 does not mean that Carson Wentz wasn't responsible for any of the failures of last year. You can't ipso facto that. That's not, you can't factor that. reduce that to X equals Carson Wentz not to blame for anything. And it wasn't about his vaccine status. There are still guys with the Colts who didn't get vaccinated, have not gotten vaccinated, and they're getting extensions. It wasn't about vaccines. That's not what it was. Dumbass of the week. This is worth sharing. A Utah student, University of Utah student, said on social media, she said this, that she was going to detonate the nuclear reactor on campus if the Utes didn't beat San Diego State last week. The Utes won 35-7. She says she was just kidding on social media. She has been arrested for making terrorist threats. Like, you can't be that dumb. What are you doing? Don't threaten to blow stuff up on social media, you idiots. You think somebody's not going to take that seriously? Boyan Bogdanović is going from the Jazz to the Pistons. Boyan Bogdanović is going to be his fifth team. This dude can flat shoot. He's going to the Pistons in exchange for Kelly Olynyk, who I was unaware was still playing in the NBA, and Saben Lee. All right. Bogdanović is going to win games for the Pistons. When he left, what happened to the Pacers? I know other stuff was in play, but Boyan Bogdanović won games here. You get a guy who can shoot that well, you hold on to a guy that can shoot that well. Nobody does. 15, he's 33 years old. Browns tonight, -4 against the Steelers. You know what, weather's going to be bad. Brissett is a mutter, like I said. I'm all over the Browns in this one. You like the under, take the under, whatever. But Browns -4, I absolutely love. Tomorrow morning, breakfast with Kent. We will speak further about what is in the prize egg and all you have to do to be eligible to win. And we sent last week's prize, the Miles Turner autographed Pacers jersey. We sent that to Sean, who's going to give it to his daughter, who loves Miles Turner. What's in here? Might be great for you. Might be great for a kid. You never know. We will talk about it tomorrow morning, as we will also talk about the Colts. Man, you know what? Wouldn't it be great? And they find a way to do this stuff to win these games. And then tomorrow afternoon, we're going to talk to Ivan. Ivan, the persimmon ponderer, the persimmon prognosticator. He's going to tell us who's going to win over the weekend, give you some great advice if you're an investor. Brought to you by the great people at BUSR. Go to BUSR.com/Kent. They will match up to $1,000 your initial deposit in free play. And if you deposit more than a hunch, you get a free $25 in casino chips. How about them apples? You like apples?
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.